America Weekend.
Did you read the paper this morning?
No, I did not.
Did you read it yesterday?
Yes.
What do you remember?
Oh, that was the Frank Gifford story. I remember that.
Oh, okay. Well.
That was the lead.
Yeah.
And it was the cover. That was the... I normally catch my news, if not at the New York Times, which I get it off the top end of the internet.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do today, more so on the internet. I mean, I subscribe to a number of different news sources that are compendiums of the newspaper.
Right.
You know,
well, then
I like to see what's going on around the country.
I like
Chicago, the Chicago Tribune, the L.A. Times, the Washington Post.
For me, it's the supplement, and I use the various cable services on television because you'd be surprised how you hear supplemental things based on the same story in a different pitch in a different way. And I like hearing either an opinion or sometimes more news added on because news is changing so fast. By the time you get it on the internet and you click off or go get a cup of coffee, you might have more information coming on in. As an example, the story about President Carter. Former President Carter, sad, and God bless him, and hopefully all will go well with him. But he announced his cancer had spread.
Well, he talked about having some kind of polyp or growth on the liver, and he had an operation, I think, at Emory, and they removed it. But since then, it has metastasized to, he said, other parts of his body.
Yeah.
You know, that's not good. I mean, it's not a long term. Illness.
No.
At least I hope not for him because, you know, once you've finished what you came here to do and he's done that so well.
Yes.
And he's an example in so many different ways, not necessarily in his presidency, but after his presidency,
yes.
His compassion toward the poor, his compassion toward solving conflicts and arguments.
He's built a... For those of us, and I've spent, as Ron, you know, maybe I'm sure our listeners don't, I've spent a great deal of my life in the not-for-profit world with the National Association for Help of Mentally Retarded Children, Parkinson's, the American Parkinson's Disease Association. I can go on. Working in these kinds of organizations, men like President Carter are rare. They are rare because their heart and their soul, and he built the Carter Foundation that actually does things. A lot of these... Unfortunately, a lot of these foundations don't. His does. It works. It's active. It's active in Habitat for the Humanities. It's active in other research organizations for development of simply moving food from point A to point B so it can go into the air where poor people can actually get it. Okay, this is what his foundation is all about out of Atlanta, Georgia. Very well done, very well run, and he's the inspiration for it.
Yes, indeed. And I think my point was that once you finish what you came here to do,
it's time to step
you know,
out.
Maybe it's you're being called home.
Yes.
And I hope it's not painful for him. I hope that it goes quickly for his sake and for his family's sake.
Well, you know, the fact that he made the announcement, as we're all told, when the announcement is made, that means the prognosis was not good. Okay. Otherwise, he would not have made the announcement. So, but I agree with you. He's 90 years old. He has done it all, and good luck, Mr. President. Good luck, Mr. President.
Yes, indeed. And you know, and I do believe that prayer is a marvelous thing, and I will pray that not necessarily for his healing, but for his comfort
and for his well-being along the journey.
Yeah.
Because, but you know,
that's what comfort is, by the way.
Yes, it is. I agree. Because you know, we entered this world alone and we exit alone. I remember when my little one was born. The first thing that she showed me was her five little fingers as they came out of Danielle, and she was gripping the side there. She was pulling herself out, literally. She wanted to get out. She was ready to come into the world. And I remember that is a moment of beginning. A moment of beginning, and sometimes, I have been there at the moment of end, when it's time for us to move on to the next plateau, whatever that may be.
Yeah, we both had because we lived long enough to have that both with friends and family.
To have that experience. Yeah. To have that experience, and good luck to him. Good luck to him. I want to have one other quick note, by the way. Quick thought. Have we noticed a change in the world today? Something to think about. I've noticed that there is something going on. Things have changed dramatically on a worldwide scale. I'm not sure whether it's the cell phone or increased communication, but have we paid attention to a change in the world? We would like to discuss it. Maybe not. Time is running out for this segment. Maybe in another show. But have we noticed the change?
Oh, I think so. And I think the change is positive.
Yes.
I think even though we've still got the old masculine, forceful, warlike energy that seems to want to surface here and there,
yes,
I do believe that the feminine side of humanity is about to express itself in a more gentle and compassionate way.
Let us hope so. Let us hope so. Well, that was my quick thought. It just popped into my head as we round out this segment. This is called Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino, and thank you all for listening in on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. And I'm trying to get out on time, and I'll count it down for you, Kevin. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's one of the most overused words during an interview. Motivated.
Being motivated is great, but it's too vague. Marketing consultant Jeff Gross says instead, you should talk about what motivates you or share something you achieved through self-motivation. Here are some examples.
If you're applying for a managerial position, point out that you're motivated to help other people reach their full potential and provide an example.
If you're applying for a job in a new industry, show that you're motivated to learn new skills by highlighting classes you've taken or projects you've volunteered for.
Give your motivation some context. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever tried to change someone's mind? Well, it's not easy to do, but there's a way, if you know the social science of it. The reason it's so hard to change a person's mind is because their identity is associated with their opinions. If you ask them to think differently about something, well, indirectly, you're asking them to rethink their entire identity. Based on the laws of confirmatory bias, once people make up their mind, form their identity around it, then they start to look for things that confirm that opinion and ignore those things which contradict the opinion they hold dear. What's the cheap psychological trick? To change a person's mind, never confront. They'll just get more defensive instead. Ask them what they think and then ask them to come up with alternatives. That way they may just change their own mind. Love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.